Dear Cheap Astronomy, how will we build a lunar colony? Everyone seems convinced we're going to do it, sound economic basis or not. So let's have a look at some of the practicalities we'll need to deal with. Firstly, there's no atmosphere, and we don't just mean the ambience. Apart from the obvious problem that you can't breathe, you'll also have issues with the lack of atmospheric pressure. Consequently, you can't just walk around with an oxygen mask, because any gases dissolved in your blood under normal atmospheric pressure will boil out and you'll die in agony from an extreme case of the bends. Even with a pressure suit on, having no atmosphere means it's hot in sunlight, but also freezing cold in shadow. And of course, once the sun sets on the moon, you have 2 whole weeks of freezing cold. The Apollo astronauts all landed in the lunar day, so most of their issues involve keeping cool. Since with no atmosphere, it's also hard to lose heat, because there's no cooling breezes. Indeed, there's no convection at all, except through your feet. So all you can do is slowly radiate heat away, which won't even be a net loss if you're out in sunlight. One very effective solution to stay cool is sublimation, where water exposed to a vacuum immediately evaporates. This process is so effective at removing heat that any remaining water then freezes, which is a problem because that then stops any further flow of liquid water to the sublimation interface. The engineering solution to this is a sublimator plate, essentially a metal plate with tiny pores in it through which water can flow. When you expose the plate to a vacuum, sublimation occurs until the water freezes within the plate, but if you also run warmed water past the inside of the plate, that will unfreeze the water within the plate, allowing more sublimation to take place. This means the sublimation process speeds up the more warmed water is run past the inside of the plate, so it ends up being a self-regulating process. The warmer the inside is, the more heat loss occurs to the outside. The flat geometry of the plate means lots of surface area is exposed to vacuum, and the tiny pores are helpful, since the repeated expansion and contraction due to water freezing and unfreezing would quickly destroy any larger bore tubing. As it is, sublimation plates have a short functional lifetime and need to be replaced regularly. As a general rule, it is easier to keep astronauts warm than to cool them down, so spacesuits are routinely white as a first step in minimizing heat absorption. Then, water is pumped through a network of tubing that runs through a full-body garment worn by the astronaut, and that warmed water is cooled down again by running it past a sublimator. Similar issues are faced in building habitats for lunar colonists. First, they have to be sealed and pressurized, and then they also have to be cooled, since you will not only have people within them, but also machinery and computers, and eventually the people are going to want to have warm showers and to cook and maybe even have dance parties. With all that going on, even in the lunar night, a busy habitat will need more cooling than heating. With a fixed structure, you can rely more on large surface area radiator panels that water can circulate through, just cooling rather than freezing that water, so you can reclaim it all again. In a one-hour space walk, an astronaut's spacesuit might lose a liter of water to the surrounding vacuum from sublimation cooling. And of course, water is a big deal. If we don't first suffocate, freeze, or overheat, dehydration will be the next thing to kill us. Water is abundant on Earth, but expensive to lift off it, so we have high hopes of finding enough water for our needs in situ on the moon. We have particularly high hopes of finding big chunks of water ice in shadowed craters around the poles. If we don't, there are a range of hydrated minerals in rocks and regolith we could feasibly extract water from, though whether you can gather enough from your immediate surrounds to meet the needs of a colony is yet to be established. And then, of course, we've got to eat. So to deal with all those issues, yep, we're going to need a part 2.